Now, a life-saving mobile app aimed at helping teenagers at risk of self-harm has won a prestigious design award. The app is called Calm Harm, and it offers young people options such as distraction techniques or breathing exercises to overcome the urge to hurt themselves, as Richard Hamilton reports.
Hi, my name's India, I'm 16, and I suffer with anxiety and bulimia. So when I get put in these uncomfortable situations, my breathing goes very like out of whack and I just can't really control how I'm feeling. My whole body just like feels like it's on another level of like uncomfortableness, and I just like everything just goes wrong in my head and it kind of affects me for the whole day.
This is a promotional video for the Calm Harm app. India is among the hundreds of thousands of British teenagers who've deliberately injured themselves, often through cutting or burning the skin. The UK has the highest rate of self-harm in Europe, currently about 1 in 12. But India found that by following some of the suggested exercises on the app, such as singing a song, counting backwards, stroking a pet, or breathing deeply, she was able to avoid the compulsive urge to inflict pain on herself.
So when I get into an uncomfortable situation or I start to get panicked or have an urge, I will get my phone out and I will choose an activity from like Express or Distract or Comfort and decide the activity and I'll have a go at it. And then I will log it in my journal on the app and write down how I was feeling and like what triggered it so that next time I can go look at it.
Dr. Nihara Kraus is the founder and chief executive of STEM4, the charity behind the app, which is free to download and was designed with the help of young people. She says self-harm usually starts as a way to relieve the build-up of pressure caused by distressing thoughts and feelings.
Self-harm is a behaviour that young people use to express distress from anxiety, depression, self-hatred of their body, or in fact difficulties with impulse control and impulse management. And although it wasn't its original intention, we have had a number of young people across the world tell us that they are using it to help calm and stop suicide urges. So a number of people say that actually it saved their life.
Dr. Kraus adds that because traditional medical services are stretched, this digital tool provides vital support when, for example, there's a long waiting list to see a doctor or a counsellor. The app has been downloaded nearly a million times in 171 countries. 93% of those who've used the app reported that completing one of its exercises reduced their urge to self-harm.
Richard Hamilton.